suppose if you look, you look at the match, we've had the ball in the back of the net twice, two fouls, I think very harsh. But I just said to the boys in there, I think probably 2 months ago we'd have lost that game. Even a month ago, possibly, we'd have lost that game. But today we've shown good character. You can see why they pick up points. They're big side. The pitch isn't great. The conditions. It's not really a game where you can get the ball down and play. And the boys had to put in a battling performance, complete opposite to last week. And do you know what? They've done that and picked up the points. So, yeah, I'll take that. We had half chances, they had half chances. But the two, I thought we should have had a penalty in the second half. Personally, I think that's a blatant penalty for handball. But there you go. I'll wait for a penalty. He goes on. They play up to big man Cheek and they get on seconds. And to be honest, I think if it was at our ground, I'd fancy it's a little bit more here. The boys, I warned them first tonight. I said, you've got to show the right attitude. Your work rate's got to be there. It's going to be a completely different game to last week. And do you know what? They've done that. They've dug in. Nice to get a clean sheet. And we've worked really hard. So all in all, it's not a bad point for us. It's three unbeaten, which is good, and a clean sheet. That's been the disappointing side of it, to be honest. Because you see today, if you come to away games and you don't quite play at your best, but you keep a clean sheet, you come away with a point, and you go okay, and you move on. But no, that's good. That do confidence good. I was tempted, obviously, with Magnus coming in. I was tempted to throw him straight in, but I just felt it was one of them where boys had a good performance last week, and we'll stick with it. So you can see, I think for them, they were pleased with a point at the end when the keeper's getting it and he's slowing it down. So it was one of them where three would have been lovely. And to be honest, after scoring two goals disallowed, I think maybe we could have got something else out of it, but there wasn't a lot between the two sides. No. Like I say, I think we'd have lost that a month ago, I really do. But they try and grind you down, and we stood up and it counted. We had one moment, I think, where the one where he's offside, where horrendous refereeing decision, that it should have been half throw and give it the other way, and they break and nearly score, but it was offside, luckily. And also the one where Walls has got a hand to it, the lads blazed over. But if you look on the other side of that, we've put some great balls in their box and sort of nearly got there. And the one second half, I don't know how he's not given a penalty either. I think it's Reece Prestige shoots, and the lad comes sliding out of his arm in the air, and it blatantly hits his arm. And that for me is a penalty. But like I say, I'm not going to moan about that. We'll take the points. We'll take the point and move on to Tuesday. I like it to be completely different to this. It's obviously not a bad ground. It's pitch is a little bit better, and it'll be one of them where I think we can go there and be positive. It's a bit bigger pitch as well, so hopefully we can get the ball down and play a bit more. Today was today. The conditions told sort of, and the situation the two teams are in the league, I think it was always going to be a sort of battle. But Tuesday night, hopefully, we can go there. Dagenham obviously doing well in the league, so we go there as underdogs, but we can go there and have a real good game.